Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head. your bank account and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming. We don't even have a guest today. I'm flying solo. So it's President's Day. The presidents aren't even here with us today. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, we've got some good things to celebrate. We might have to check in with our studio audience. Actually, the folks on the other side of the glass on this one today may have some fun on this. We're going to see what happens. But hey, let's check in. Whoops. Got a little background noise or background going in there. We've got Mitchell, Alex, Deborah, all glad to see you with us. Hey, we're celebrating today. I don't know about this. National Battery Day. Yeah, that one's not too exciting. We're going to leave that one out. But hey, today's President's Day. I'm looking in the parking lot. Not a whole lot of people in the parking lot. Just me and Christy are here today, so we might even have to think about this one. Christy, we've got two of them on here today. National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day or National Drink Wine Day? Got the big thumbs up on the drink wine from the other side of the glass, so I think we know which one is the winner. Glad to see that. You know, well, you know something? I can always go with drink wine. So I don't know about drinking wine, though. It's a little bit after 9 in the morning here on the West Coast, so it might be a little – it's never too early to drink wine, right? We'll go with that. Can't even watch the markets for you today because they are closed for the holidays. So the Dow Jones ended up 443 points last Friday. Oil was up last Friday. The 10-year Treasury – that was Friday, so not a whole lot there. Not going to even worry about that one. Gas prices, we can always look at gas prices. $2.318 a gallon, $3.275 is the price right here in Taxifornia.
Ow!
Yeah, not fun on that one. National average, or the lowest national average now. We hadn't seen this in a while. But we are seeing now the lowest price in the country is a little over $2 a gallon. So we hadn't seen that for quite a while. Alabama's $2.01. Mississippi, $2.202. Easy for me to say. I'll call it $2 a gallon. What the heck? Let's check out and see what's in the daily briefing for today. We always watch the news for you to see what we can scour up. Did you watch 60 Minutes last night? There was some fireworks there. Guess the president's not too happy about that. We could have guessed on that one. Maybe there's going to be some investigations. Now, that'd be fascinating. You go out there trying to peddle your book, and the contents of your book might get you in trouble where the United States Senate is doing an investigation because of some of your commentary. Fascinating there. Also, we're watching right here the president's national emergency. Advocacy groups have already filed lawsuits, according to the Washington Post. The group Public Citizen is seeking to block President Trump's declaration on behalf of three Texas landowners, and another group is suing the Department of Justice for failing to provide adequate documents related to the president's decision. Yeah, we could have guessed this. Now, here's the issue. I think it would be pretty simple. If the Texas group, these folks that are saying, you know something, there's no problem, these landowners, build the wall up to their property and then stop it right after at their property line, and you know what's going to end up happening is the people are going to go right up to the line. They're going to go around the wall. So where are they going to go? Right onto these people's property. Then we'll see how quickly they start hollering to the federal government, come and help us. Yeah, that'll be the expectation there. Pope Francis makes a rare move in defrocking an ex-cardinal guilty of sex abuse. Theodore McCarrick, the former U.S. cardinal who was found guilty by Vatican officials of sex abuse against minors and adults. He is the highest ranking official to be, I don't even know how you say this, laicized, meaning he can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments or be addressed by any religious title. Lindsey Graham, he's in the news again, expresses support for President Trump's emergency declaration. I quote, "I think the president's been making a persuasive case that the border is broken." He said on Sunday's Face the Nation on CBS, it's surprising that they would ever have somebody with an opposing view on CBS, but that's just the way the news is anymore. Quote, "Drugs are flowing across the border, killing Americans, human trafficking. We've got a dangerous situation along the border," unquote. Senator Graham also said that he will be holding a hearing on Andrew McCabe's, quote unquote, "stunning comments regarding the 25th Amendment." Also in the news, President Trump on Saturday said caliphate was ready to fall and the United States was asking European allies to take back more than 800 Islamic State fighters captured in Syria and put them on trial. In Illinois, the man brought a gun to his termination meeting at the Henry Pratt Company plant in Aurora, Illinois, and started killing people in the room immediately after he learned he had been fired. I guess that's a new terminology for being let go. That's an amazing one. Chicago police say the investigation has shifted. This is the Jesse Smollett staged attack. While CNN and others are reporting evidence suggests Smollett might have organized the attack. We confirm a court, quote unquote, his lawyers are pushing back. They confirm that the information received from the individuals questioned by police earlier in the Empire case has in fact shifted the trajectory of the investigation, unquote. Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, said in an emailed statement Saturday, "We've reached out to the Empire cast members, attorneys to request a follow-up interview." No surprise there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke to a group of about 300 constituents in a performing arts high school in the Bronx, giving a formal address to establish her congressional agenda, an unusual move for a freshman member of Congress. She touched on Amazon's exit from New York City, saying, "We don't have to settle for scraps in the greatest city in the world." She also defended the Green New Deal, noting that it is supported by every Democratic presidential candidate, and said the Green New Deal belongs to indigenous communities in the United States. It belongs to residents of Flint. It belongs to the people of Puerto Rico. It belongs to the coal miners of West Virginia. It belongs to the victims of wildfires. This is a fascinating story. That means cows can't fart anymore. I don't know what you're going to do there. Global warming, it's been pretty cold here. We have not had a day in Southern California over 70 degrees in the month of February, and every day has been below our average temperatures, and we have more water so far this year than we have in the entirety of our water year. Just a commentary right there. So I don't know where Miss Ocasio-Cortez, and she had to be correct. Now, this is fascinating. When you've got a communist, I think he's a communist or socialist, mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, telling everybody that Miss Cortez doesn't know what she's talking about. There is not $3 billion sitting in an account that was going to go to Amazon. It was going to be their share of rebates based on bringing 25,000 jobs that pay $150,000 each on average. So now they're not going to get that $3 billion going to Amazon, and the city's not going to get their share either. Thank you, Miss Ocasio-Cortez. Unbelievable how they do that. They've tried that here in Southern California also. They're not too smart when it comes to economics. Just saying. Hey, you might be watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv today. You might notice that I've got Girl Scout cookies right on camera. They're sitting right here, right in front of me. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? We're trying to find that out. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Think about it. Double Ending the Girl Scout Cookies is our commentary today. These are not just the only ones, but we're going to talk about Double Ending Girl Scout Cookies. Think about this concept. Now, you can send us money Ron Siegel on Venmo or PayPal, however you want to do it. Send the funds over. We are going to send that money to a local Girl Scout. She's going to buy the cookies or sell us the cookies and deliver them to a nonprofit organization, probably one of the homeless shelters locally. So we call it double ending. We've only got a few days left in the process. So if you're into the Girl Scout cookies, want to help us out in this project before I have to eat all these cookies that are right in front of me. What's your favorite cookie? Put it right there. Text me, whatever you, however you want to get it to me. But let's get that information. Let's help out the Girl Scouts. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about millionaire speaking to millennials. Don't get stuck renting a home. Buy one. Can I use a credit card to pay my taxes? The best short-term investments. And should you accelerate the payoff of your home? Well, I think many of you who listen to Ron Siegel Radio.
You know better than that.
Yeah, home equity. It is dead equity. Does not work for you. We'll talk about that as well when we come back. Your list, reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But we'll be available to the replay on Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Millionaire to millennials, what's he got to say? Don't get stuck renting a home. Buy one. In a CNBC article, self-made millionaire David Bach explained that, quote, the biggest mistake millennials are making is not buying their first home, unquote. He goes on to say that, quote, if you want to build real financial security, real wealth, for your lifetime, then you need to buy a home, unquote. Bach went on to explain homeowners are worth 40 times more than renters. Now that first home doesn't need to be a dream home, it can be a very small home. You might literally have to buy a small studio apartment, but that's how you get started. Then he explains the secret to buying that home. Quote, don't do a 30-year mortgage. You want to take that 30-year mortgage and instead pay it off early. Do a 15-year mortgage. What happens if you do a 15-year mortgage? Well, one, you pay the mortgage off 15 years sooner. That means you'll be able to retire in your 50s. Number two, you'll save a fortune on potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest payments. What will it cost you to pay your mortgage in 15 years? He explains further, quote, for 15 years, you got to brown bag your lunch. Think about that. Brown bag your lunch literally for 15 years. You can retire 10 years sooner than your friends. You'll have real wealth because you bought a home. You're not a renter. And you'll be financially secure for life, unquote. We're going to dispel that whole rumor today because it is not in your best interest. And, hey, most people in Southern California can't even afford a 15-year loan. That's a good for if you're in Tennessee or something like that. Bottom line, whenever a well-respected millionaire gives advice, people usually want to hear it. This millionaire gave some simple advice. If you don't live in your own home, go buy one. Just a thought for you right there. That part I agree with. Go buy the home. But, hey, do not pay off your home early. It is probably one of the worst investments you can possibly make. I'm not sure there is anything worse. Now, hey, I'll tell you this going straight in because I do have folks that come to me and say, hey, Ron, I want to get my house paid off. Why do you want to have it paid off? Well, I just don't want to have payments. I want to have that sense of security. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot compete with emotions. If you're wanting to say, okay, I want to do this because it makes me feel good, okay, well, I get it. As long as that you understand, you want to feel good, right? But if you want to have wealth, then we need to talk in a different scenario because I want to share with you a couple of different investments right here and see what you have to say about it. Investment number one. And this will give me an idea how much money you would put in this investment. First characteristic, you can determine the amount of monthly contributions and length of time for each of the contributions to continue. Characteristic two, you can pay more than the monthly minimum, but not less. Third, if you attempt to pay less, the financial institution keeps all of the previous contributions. Fourth, the money is not liquid. Fifth, the money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. Sixth, each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal. Next, the money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. Your income tax liability increases with each new contribution. And when the plan is fully funded, there is no income paid out to the investor. How do you like that investment? Does that sound like something you want to put all of your money into? Does that sound like the investment that should be your largest investment? Do you want me to read those to you again? Why is it that so many people think that that is a good investment? Well, I can tell you why. I've got some folks over here that will consistently help me with that. That is the answer. They follow the sheep right down the road and, they find themselves in trouble. Again, it's an emotional issue. I don't deal in emotions. I deal in numbers. What is in your best interest? Here's the investment I like. It's liquid. It's safe. Maybe even guaranteed or insured. I want to have a high rate of return. Maybe every year from 2% to 13%. I like high rates of return. There are tax benefits associated with the investment, right? You don't have to pay taxes. You can disinherit Uncle Sam. I love the United States. I'm not opposed to paying taxes. There's all kinds of them that we have to pay, right? Every time I get a gallon of gas, I'm probably paying a dollar in taxifornia between state, local, federal taxes. It's probably a dollar a gallon, maybe more. Right? That's just the way we roll here. We like taxes. We've got sales tax on everything. We've got property tax. We've got all kinds of taxes. They even tax a bottle of wine when I drink it. Right? All of these things have taxes. Right? So it's not like we're not paying tax. But if I can disinherit the IRS, yeah, you know something? I am all for it. Minimize those taxes. So this investment does exactly that, minimizes the taxes. Think about that concept, right? We're always wanting to get rid of taxes wherever we can or minimize the taxes. And yes, I understand it takes infrastructure here, but you know something? Some of the charities that we like to promote on Ron Siegel Radio, here, we're doing our Girl Scout cookie drive right now. And yeah, you can participate in that Girl Scout cookie drive, getting Girl Scouts. It's called a double-ended Girl Scout cookie. We buy the cookies based on the contributions from our listeners, from our events that we do. We buy the cookies from a local Girl Scout and have her deliver them to a local nonprofit organization. Now, that's my idea of better use of funds. Other than the military, the government has proven that they are not the best fiduciaries of our money. It just doesn't work that way. So I like these investments that say, you know something? I can take my money and put it into a tax-advantaged investment, let it grow tax-deferred, have it liquid in case I have an emergency and need it, have it out of my estate planning purposes for Social Security and college funding. Think about that. And I still get to grow at an above-market rate instead of having a dead investment. Well, what are the investments you're talking about, Ron? Well, the first investment that I told you, that's called a mortgage, right? You can determine the amount of monthly contributions and the length of time of each contributions continue. You can pay more than the monthly contribution, but you can't pay less. If you pay less, they're going to foreclose, keep all your previous contributions. The money is not liquid. Try and get it out. If you have an emergency, you're not getting any money out of your house. If you can't work, if you don't have a job, very difficult. Money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. Market went down in 2008, right? Principal of the property values dropped. People that we talk to and we've put into our programs, they don't lose any money on those scenarios. Each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal, right? If you've got a home with a lot of equity and you have a financial catastrophe, yeah, the banks are more likely to foreclose on a home with equity as they are with no equity. Money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. Right? If you have a home that has $100,000 in equity or zero equity, it's still appreciating at the exact same amount. So that equity is irrelevant in the whole scheme of things. Your income tax liability increases. You don't get as much of a write-off as you pay down your loan. And once you've paid it off, they're not paying you out any money unless you've got a reverse mortgage and you're over 62. So think about that. Now, the investments that we promote or we recommend or think you should consider talking to the people who sell them. I don't sell them. They're liquid. They're safe. They've got a high rate of return. There are tax benefits associated with them. Again, I don't sell the products. I don't promote investments. I just educate and tell you that these products are out there. And I'm going to tell you what the results are or could be based on some very, very average numbers when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk about, can I use a credit card to pay my taxes and the best short-term investment options? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I can get you connected with them. Can I use my credit card to pay my taxes? Well, the answer is yes, but there are a couple reasons you may want to think twice before doing so. You can pay your tax bill with a credit card, but here's what you need to know. Credit card expert Jason Steele says some people considering paying their federal taxes by credit card to accumulate credit card points or miles on a big outstanding tax bill, but that might not be the best idea. When you use a credit card to pay your taxes, you'll have to pay convenience fee that's calculated as a percentage of the amount paid.
Currently, those fees range from 1.875 to 1.99%, depending upon the processor you choose. In most cases, this will be greater than the rewards you earn. In addition to those fees, it's important to remember that if you're going to rack up interest charges because you can't pay your tax bill in full, then it is definitely a no-go. In that case, you're better off contacting the IRS to set up a payment plan. They will work with you in the case you're ready to pay up. There are options. Here are the ways you can pay the IRS as we head closer to the April 15th deadline for paying taxes. Many taxpayers are finding that they're getting smaller refunds than expected. Some are finding that they owe money, especially if they didn't adjust their 2018 withholding to account for the new tax law. The latest numbers from the Internal Revenue Service show the average tax refund issued so far this year is down 8.4% to $1,865 compared to the same time last year. For those who owe, the IRS makes several payment methods available. Let's take a closer look at what paying with a credit card or debit entails. Here's what the three authorized payment processors that the IRS contracts with to process plastic payments will charge you. PayUSAtax.com, $255 flat fee, $1.96% fee, minimum of $269. Pay1040.com, again, it's $258 flat fee, plus 1.87%. OfficialPayments.com/Fed, $2 flat fee, $395 if it's over $1,000, and a 1.99% fee. None of these service fees, which may in fact be tax deductible, go to the IRS itself, but the fees are something to be aware of when you get ready to whip out that plastic. Another thing to note is there may be some impact to your credit score if you pay a big tax bill and drastically increase the amount of credit you are using. Let's say you only have one credit card with a $3,000 limit. If you owe $3,000 to the IRS and charge that credit card up to the max to pay Uncle Sam, it means you'll be paying 100% of your available credit overnight. Even if you pay that bill on time every month, having anything above that 30% credit utilization will drive down your credit score. That fact impacts nearly a third of your score, according to MyFICO.com. Final thought. If you're thinking that paying your tax bill would be a good way to hit a credit card spending goal or to rack up rewards, it's important to factor in those processing fees and the potential impact to your credit score. And if you can't pay your tax bill in full and would rack up interest charges, if you put it on a credit card, then you're probably better off contacting the IRS to propose a payment plan to get your debt paid down over time. Just a thought for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. Going back to our conversation earlier, we've been chatting this morning about the beneficial or the idea of accelerating the payoff to pay accelerating your loan your payments to pay off a home loan, and we went over the characteristics of a home loan as your as a payment option or as an investment tool. And I shared with you that the concept is that it's not a good investment. Now, from an emotional standpoint, I don't compete with emotions, right? Because that's yours and yours alone. I can't say that your emotions are wrong. What I can say is that it's not a wise investment for you. And then if I say it's a wise investment, then we have to document that information, right? How do I document that information? Yeah, Jay, I know the cookies are here. Are you ready, Jay? Part of that double dip, Jay, we're looking to help the Girl Scouts. So when we document that investment, I have to be able to give you hard, cold numbers, which is what I've done. So I looked at for Orange County, California, over the last 59 years, if we average what the real estate appreciation is over 59 years, and Jay might be the only one that watches us that's been around for all 59 of them, 6.12% average annual return or appreciation on real estate in Orange County, California. Over the last 5 years, 7.41% average rate of return. So now let's see if I can go through some numbers with you here. We took a property that was valued at $630,000. And at the time, it had a mortgage balance of $504,000. That means that we could take out $126,000 out of that property under certain circumstances. Now, if we take out $126,000 out of the property, and I used a assumption here. I should have used a better number because over 59 years is a pretty good rate of valuation. Maybe I'll just throw that in here real quick and see if I can get a good number for you. So if we say 6.12, so we're just going to say 6.1 just to, and we'll put in 6.12 and see what happens here, just for fun. So over time, we're looking at the way that property values or increases in value, right? And I said, okay, we put a 6.12 as the appreciation, and there are certain investments that are insured. I can't say they're guaranteed because the only thing that's ever guaranteed is you talk about is 10-year treasuries. But there are some insured products, and I can put you in touch with people that understand these far better than I do. I just look at the bottom line and they say, okay, they're going to guarantee, they're going to say that as long as the insurance company doesn't go out of business, which they generally don't, you're going to get a minimum of 2% rate of return. You're going to get a maximum of 13%. And it's based on what the stock market does at any given time. Okay, so we look at that. We took $126,000 out, left that in the safe, secure investment, and we let that grow at 7.2% year after year after year. And now we look at our property. It's at $630,000, grows at 6.12%. After the next year, it's at $668,000, assuming all these numbers are going to work perfectly. Now, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, the numbers never, ever work perfectly. But they will work imperfectly because over time, some years you're going to get a bigger appreciation, some years you're going to get less, but you're going to continue to get it like we're using a 59-year average at 6.12. So after the first year, your property is going to, under this hypothetical, is worth $668,556. Under the second year, under this hypothetical, your property is going to be worth $709,472, $752 after the third year, almost $799,000 after the fourth year, and almost $848,000 after the fifth year. Now, after the fifth year, we're going to go and we're going to refinance that and liberate some more money. So we're going to bring a new loan at $678,000. We're going to liberate another $174,000, and we're going to put that into a safe, secure investment that continues to grow for you. Now, those investments keep on growing at a 7.2% rate. And we look down and see what happens after 30 years. Those numbers are astronomical. But you say, well, Ron, you've always got a new mortgage, right? Because every 5 years, you're going to continue to take more money out of your property. In the year 10, you're going to liberate $234,565. In year 15, you're going to liberate $315,682. In year 20, $424,851. You're continually taking money out of that property, putting it into safe, secure investments. You are not going to unbelieve what the compounding effect is going to be at the end of 30 years. Now, I know maybe you don't have a 30-year horizon, but it's going to work again for everybody at different rates, and we'll talk about what that compounding effect is doing and what that does for your net worth over the course of time. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Should you accelerate the payoff of your home loan? We're going to get the final stats on that when we come back. The best short-term investment options, we'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the word on wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you over 62 years of age? Do you have some equity in your property? Maybe the reverse mortgage is right for you. I will tell you this with 100% certainty. Knowledge never hurts. Get some good information from the people that understand the reverse mortgage. That's probably not going to be your neighbor. Most of the time, your neighbor knows about the program from 1985. I hear so many people telling me that, well, I don't want to even think about a reverse mortgage because, you know, I want something left for my kids. Well, and I can understand that. So maybe you ought to look at the reverse mortgage because then you can leave more for your kids. How about that concept? It's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. It is something new and much improved over the years. Short-term investment options. Short-term investments are generally defined as investments that pay off in less than 5 years, sometimes even less, perhaps within a year, whereas long-term investments are generally made with the goal of building overall wealth and preparing for retirement. Short-term investments typically are made to build wealth quickly. Often, an investor wants to prepare for a specific goal, such as paying for college or buying a new home. Most successful portfolios will contain a mix of short-term and long-term investments. With that in mind, here are some of the best short-term investment options for investors who want returns sooner than later. Certificates of deposit. A certificate of deposit, CD, is one of the safest short-term investments you can choose. CDs are offered by most major banks. You give a sum of money to the bank for a predetermined length of time. At the end of that time period, you get back your principal plus interest at a predetermined rate. The longer the term of the CD, the higher the interest rate. You could get a CD for a truly short period of time, sometimes as little as 1 month, or you could select a CD with a slightly longer term, like 3 or 5 years. If you're later looking for a longer term investment, you can also get a CD for up to 10 years. CDs are FDIC insured, which significantly minimizes any risk involved. They have lower returns than some other investments, though. This makes them a good choice for investors who want to generate a small amount of wealth with very little risk. U.S. Treasury notes. Buying notes from the United States government is another short-term investment option that is low risk. Notes have a relatively low rate of return, generally earning no more than 2.5% interest every 6 months. Upside, they're very low risk as long as you have faith that the United States government won't collapse and you aren't taking any big risks. With notes, you're basically loaning money to the federal government, kind of like your taxes, and like your tax returns or refunds. An investor purchases the notes and earns interest payments every 6 months until a predetermined maturity date. You can then cash out the note. Maturity dates can be 2, 3, 5, 7, or 10 years from the date of purchase. You can buy notes directly or invest in a mutual fund or exchange-traded fund that invests in notes. Rewards accounts. There are many checking and saving accounts that offer rewards based on how often you use them and how much cash you store in them. If you find an account that gives you a good return, it's a solid short-term investment from which you can passively earn wealth. The return is likely to be fairly small, so these aren't likely to get you to your goal by themselves. However, they are a good way to make sure all your money is working for you, even the money that isn't actively invested. Money market accounts. Similar to checking and savings accounts, but they can offer higher interest. You can generally debit or write checks against them. There may be a limit to these actions, though. Money market accounts are a good way to earn interest without needing to think too much about your actual investing. There are just a few of them. There are many more. If you want to be put in touch with a great investment advisor, give me a call, 800-306-1990. It is not what I do, but I can give you the information about some of the folks who do that. Again, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with my friend Jake Kaplan. He does help out the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio getting the information on reverse mortgages. Your neighbors don't understand it. There are changes in the program all the time. You need to have somebody that really specializes in that. That's why even though I understand them and I know them, I still bring in somebody that knows more than I do to help with the product, with the program, because I want to make sure you're getting sound advice. So we have been chatting this morning about the idea of accelerating the payment on your home. And as you probably have heard, there's a lot of pros and cons to doing that. The pros are, you know, something you have an emotional benefit. The other pros are, well, I guess you have an emotional benefit, right? There's not a hot lot of benefit to that. Think about that concept. From a financial standpoint, you're much better off getting the equity out of your property and getting it working for you in a safe, secure environment. So think about, what does a safe, secure environment mean? Well, there's a lot of different insurance products. There are other CDs. There are other ways of doing this. I happen to like one of the insurance products that's out there. I don't sell it. I just happen to like it. I don't recommend it for you. I don't know your situation. But I was sharing with you what happens if we have a $630,000 property and we're able to liberate $126,000 and put that into a safe, secure investment. And if that property grows at the 59-year historical average of 6.12% for Orange County, California, and our property appreciates at 7.2%, because we do know that over the last 30 years, some of the insurance products grow at 8%. They have a minimum of 2. They have a maximum of 13. Again, there are different products out there. But over 30 years, that means that investment account is going to grow to a value of almost $7.2 million, $7,168,000. $7,168,000 is going to be in that investment account. Yes, by taking out this money, you're going to have in 30 years, you're going to have a mortgage of $2.2 million. Well, I get it. A lot of people say, $2.2 million, I can't afford that. Well, think about 30 years ago, your parents probably had a mortgage of $100, and now yours is $3,000. Think about the way these numbers work. Now, again, you've got an investment account that's got the investment account grew to $5.6 million, right? You take the appreciation on your property, the net appreciation on your property, you've got a property that's got $1 million in equity in that as well. So you're taking that equity and adding it to your investment account. Your net worth is over $7 million. Just on the equity of your property and the side account that you've put the money into. Now, if you take a distribution of 5% of that annually, that's a $23,500 distribution. Now, what if you have a mortgage of 6%? Your mortgage payment is $10,233. That means your net, after you pay the mortgage, is still going to give you a very, very significant distribution, even if you have a tax liability in there, because part of your mortgage is still tax deductible. Now, do I know what the tax laws are going to be 30 years from now? Absolutely not. But I do know that all of these things, numbers, are going to work in an imperfect manner. They are not a perfect way of doing things. That's why I want you to meet with some of the financial planners that we have associated with Ron Siegel Radio. I go around the state with my friend Todd Halterman doing different seminars on how we can disinherit the IRS. Think about that concept. If you want to have the IRS part of your estate, hey, just put a line item in there that says send X amount of dollars to Uncle Sam. I happen to say that, you know something, I'd rather give it to my friends, family. I'd rather give it to the nonprofit organizations, the charities that I work with. Uncle Sam is not a good steward of our money. They've proven that. They're $22 trillion in debt, right? So the bottom line is they are not a good steward of our money. If you want more information on this whole process, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hey, you might be asking, if you just tuned in, why do I have all these Girl Scout cookies in front of me? Well, it's called our Girl Scout cookie double-ended deal. Help me. Help the Girl Scouts. So send money to Ron Siegel Radio. You can look us up on Venmo or PayPal. We send all of that money. 100% of it goes to the Girl Scouts. Local Girl Scout will go and deliver the cookies to a local nonprofit organization. Probably going to do one of the local homeless shelters this year. Like to help out different organizations. So in this case, we're double-ended. We're helping both the Girl Scouts. We're helping the nonprofit organization. And just Venmo money, Ron Siegel, just put in there that's for Girl Scout cookies. Again, 100% of the proceeds go right to the Girl Scouts. And as always, we ask you to set that first radio preset button. Come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to John, who is engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.